With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Hey, my beautiful people, and welcome back. Welcome back to another soul nourishing episode of You Are You Unapologetically. I am your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes, and today we are diving into something that almost all of us, especially women, struggle with at some point in our lives. Ready for it? It's saying no. Yes, that tiny little word that holds massive power. It puts boundaries in place, yet feels so hard to say, especially when you're a people pleaser. Right? Or when you feel like saying no means you will be excluded or you're missing out. Or worse, that someone might be disappointed in you for saying no. Tell me, does that sound familiar? You say yes to helping a coworker, even though your plate is full. No, your plate is already overflowing. You agree to attend a birthday dinner, a network event. You agree to join friends for a drink or lunch, even though what you really want to do is just have a quiet day to yourself. You volunteer to bake cookies, host a gathering, or lead the project again. And then you know you're tired, overwhelmed, frustrated, and secretly resentful. If that's you, I want you to know that you are not alone. Nope, you're not alone. And this episode is especially for you. See, we're going to unpack why we feel guilty saying no, what people pleasing is really rooted in, and how you can start saying no in a way that protects your peace, protects your time, and your energy. Wow. Still being kind, respectful, and true to you being you, unapologetically. How to say no without feeling guilty, protecting your peace and time. That's what this episode is all about, and that's the title. Why is this topic so important? Why does it matter? Well, why am I taking the time to share with you, to really dedicate this entire episode around this topic? Here's why. Because every yes you give to something that drains you, that causes anxiety in you, that exhausts you. Every yes that you give, you is giving no to something that could be, or someone that could be pouring into you. So when you're saying yes all the time, you're missing out on the blessings that are intended for you. They're in your line of sight. They're coming your way, but you're missing out on it, or you miss it, that is, because you're busy saying yes. So go ahead. Let what I just said sink in for a minute. I'm going to say it again. For every yes you give to something that drains you, you are saying no to something or someone that could be pouring into you. When we are constantly saying yes, when you are constantly saying yes, especially out of guilt or fear of missing out or the desire to be liked, we end up living our lives according to other people's expectations, other people's opinions. And you know what? That leads to us feeling burnt out. That leads to you feeling burnt out, me feeling burnt out. So we stop trusting our own needs. We stop trusting our own gut. And we lose touch with our authentic voice. That's what happens when we're constantly saying yes. So here's my point. This isn't about time management. Nope, it's not about time management. This is all about self-worth. Self-worth, self-respect, and self-love. Period. That's what this is all about. Saying no is not selfish. Saying no is not mean. Saying no is not rejection. And do not allow anyone, and I mean anyone, to tell you anything differently. Saying no is a form of self-respect, which falls under the category of self-worth. And you'll find it under the category of self-love. You didn't know that, right? And if you didn't, well, you know it now. I'm just saying. So let me break this down. Hang in here with me. I'm going to break this down because I want to mush it. I want to mush it up so much. I want to crush it mush, right? To the point where it can be easily digested. So hang in here with me. The definition of people pleasing, it's a habit of prioritizing other people's feelings, other people's concerns, other people's needs, and their comfort above your own. Even when it costs you your time, energy, and well-being. See, that's what people-pleasing is all about. Here is what that can look like in real life. No, for real, in real life. You immediately say yes to an invitation, or when your gut is telling you to say no. You apologize for things that aren't your fault just to keep the peace. You over-explain your no, like you're trying to prove you earned the right to set a boundary in your life. You fear that if you say no, people will think you're difficult. They will think you're selfish, lazy, or unreliable. But where does all that come from? I'll tell you. Sometimes it comes from our upbringing. Maybe you were raised to be the nice person or the nice one, the responsible one, or the fixer. Other times it's trauma. You learn that love or acceptance came through performance and approval. So you became hyper attuned to other people's needs. at the cost of your own. And let's not ignore FOMO. That's right. I said FOMO. It stands for the fear of missing out. Sometimes we say yes because we're afraid we'll be left out, we'll be forgotten, or not included in the fun. And that hits deep, doesn't it? But here's the truth of the matter. I want you to grasp this. I don't want you to just hear me. I want you to listen. See, there's a difference. Are you listening? Are you really listening? See, your value doesn't increase based on how many people you say yes to. Your value doesn't increase. It doesn't. Were you listening? I don't want you just to hear me. I want you to listen to what I'm saying. So let's look at some real life scenarios. I'm hoping that you may see yourself in one of these scenarios. It may be all of them. I don't know. So let's call this scenario the weekend overloader. You've worked a long week. You are tired. You need rest. We all need rest. That's one thing, and that's another topic. But we all need rest, and we sacrifice rest for everything else. But here it is. Then a friend asks you, hey, can you come over and help me move? Or another friend may invite you to lunch or brunch. Or a relative, your aunt, your uncle, right, may want you to run errands with them or for them. And you say yes to everything. You say yes to everything. And then you spend the entire weekend running around doing things for other people, and you are exhausted. And so now you're dreading Monday. Does that sound like any one of you? All right. What about the workplace yes woman or yes man? Either one. You've already got four projects on your desk. Four projects. Your boss asked you to take on one more. And he's not asking you specifically. He's asking who wants to. You're in a meeting, but no one volunteered. So you raise your hand again because you don't want to disappoint your boss or seem unhelpful. You already have four projects on your plate that you're managing. Now, you're behind on the project and other responsibilities, and you feel resentful. Does that ring a bell? Okay. If that one doesn't, how about the social FOMO? Remember I said FOMO is the fear of missing out? So you're invited to a night out. Hey, come on, let's go to the club, right? But all you really want to do is stay home. You want to watch some Netflix. You want to binge, right, on your favorite series and just recharge. But the group chat is lit and you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss any of the fun. So you force yourself to go out and you feel drained the entire night. You're tired. So where's the fun in that? Listen. Are you listening? These aren't small things. They're patterns. And what these patterns can do and will do is lead to burnout. It'll lead to resentment and even anxiety or depression over time if you don't check yourself, if you're not careful. So we talk about how to break this vicious cycle of this pattern. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how to say no without feeling guilty. Are you ready for this? Because this is the good part. Are you listening? Because I don't want you to just hear me. I want you to listen. So here are some real strategies for saying no. And saying no confidently, compassionately, and unapologetically. That's right, unapologetically. So first, be clear and direct. Be clear and direct. You don't need to overexplain at all. A simple, I won't be able to make it, but thank you so much for thinking about me. It's not only is it enough, but it is powerful. It is so powerful it can stand on its own. So no apologies are necessary. Use a no but response. You ever heard of that? You can use a no but response. If you want to stay connected but you can't commit, how about you try saying, no, I can't do brunch this Sunday, but I love to catch up next weekend. How about that? You can also delay your response. Stall whenever necessary. What I like to say. Okay. Buy yourself time by saying, let me check my calendar and get back with you. See, this gives you grace and space to consider what you actually want to do, not just what you think others expect of you. Okay, so here's a fourth one for you. Use affirming languages for yourself. Say things like, protecting my peace is important. I honor my time by not overcommitting. Rest is not lazy. It's necessary. No, it's required because my body needs it. And the fifth thing, strategy you can use is practice with safe people. So if saying no feels terrifying to you, start small. Practice with people you trust. Practice with people who you don't feel, you know, that you feel that you can trust and they trust you. Right? With people you feel safe with. Say no to something with low stakes. Watch how the world doesn't fall apart when you say no. For example, here's an example that you can use. You can say, I really appreciate you asking me to, I really appreciate you asking me to dinner, but I'm going to say no this time. I'm focusing on recharging and protecting my time this weekend. See, by incorporating at least one, or heck, all five of these real strategies, you are saying no to something that you usually would say yes to. That's what you're doing. When you get the gist of saying no, without feeling guilty, you are emphatically saying yes to your peace, and you are definitely protecting your time. Period. Period. See, believe it or not, saying no is one of the most radical acts of self-love that you can make. See, we each can make our own commitment to self-worth, to respect, and self-love. That's what we all can do this. You realize that you were not placed on this earth to be available to everyone, every time, for every request. You realize that, right? You do, right? Because if you don't, let me tell you again, you were not placed on this earth to be available to everyone, every single person that asks you to do something, every time they ask you, and for every request. That is not why you were created. And if you are anything like me, you have a servant heart, hear me clearly. That is not serving. That is giving up your peace, your joy, and your time. That's what that is. See, you're here to live a peaceful, joyful life that feels aligned with your values, with your purpose, with your goals, with your dreams, and with your energy. That means setting boundaries. See, if you're keeping up with us, you would know that I spoke about setting boundaries a few episodes back. The title was Setting Boundaries is the Key to Healthy Relationships. Just in case you missed it, you can go back and listen to it. See, when you set boundaries, it means you are honoring yourself. You are honoring relationships that you're in. And not only that you're in, the relationship that you have with yourself. You are also honoring your calendar. Indeed, because that means you are saying yes to you, to your peace, and to your time. That's what that means. Now, don't fall for the okey-doke. Don't fall for the okey-doke, or don't allow your head chatter, to tell you something different. You are not rude. You are not difficult. You are not selfish. You are clear. You are clear. You are focused, because you are you unapologetically. Period. Here's your challenge. I want you to say no to something this week. Something that you usually say yes to out of guilt or out of fear of missing out or out of fear of disappointing someone or concern of disappointing someone. Just open your mouth and say no. It can be declining an invitation, stepping away from a draining commitment. It can be not answering your phone or not responding to a text right away. Say no. Then do something with that same time that fills your cup. Do something. Read, rest, dance, journal. Call someone who lifts you up, who encourages you, or you can just breathe. But do something and watch how the peace that will flow into your life. So just know that every yes costs you something. Know that. But make sure it's worth what it costs you. People pleasing comes from fear, but you can rewire. You can have a mindset shift that is full of awareness and practice. Saying no can be kind. It can be direct. Most of all, I just want you to know it's powerful. All at once. Your peace and your time. Sacred. They're sacred. Truly, truly protect them. Guard them. You are you unapologetically. That means honoring your truth, even when it's uncomfortable. Now, before I go, I want to do something different. I want to hear from you. I want to invite you to do something bold, freeing, and beautifully honest. I want you to share your no story, with me. Share it with me. See, that moment when you finally choose yourself, at that moment when you finally choose yourself, when you said no to something that didn't serve you And it felt awkward, but also powerful. Maybe it's the first time you skip a gathering so that you can rest. Maybe you turned down a request at work that crossed your boundaries. Maybe you finally said no to a relationship, to a habit, or an expectation that drained you. Here's how I want you to share it. I want you to tag me on Instagram at Kim R. Grimes and use the hashtag #MyUnapologeticNo. Or you can comment on the post or the blog that goes with this episode and let me know your story. Let's start by normalizing the power of no. Let's make boundary setting beautiful, brave, and inspiring for others to witness. You never know who you will empower just by sharing your voice. And if you're still working on it, working on getting to that point of saying no, that's okay too. Even thinking about saying no is a powerful first step. Believe me when I say. I'll be sharing a few of your stories on our upcoming episode, with your permission, of course. So let's uplift and inspire one another. You never know who your truth will help set free. So let's share. Because I want you to remember, you are you unapologetically. And that means owning your yeses and your noes with love, with confidence, and with courage. With society's rigid expectations and endless opinion, we all know self-expression, self-appreciation can feel challenging and daunting, to say the least. Most of the time, people push or dumb down, hide themselves, hide who they really are, and go just with the flow. But you are you, unapologetically, and that means being true to who you were created to be and not allowing people's opinions to affect how you show up in life. I say this at the end of every episode because it is important. People are going to talk about you. They talk about me. And it's okay. We're just going to let them talk because we don't have the time. You don't have the time to be intimidated by the presence of others and think so little of yourself. No. When you show up without pretense and hesitation, no one, the world, condemn your glamour or shut off your light. Mm-mm. And most importantly, you will be inspired to shine. Shine that light, share it, and help others to tap into their own brilliance. Let's all agree. Every one of us that's listening to this episode, let's all agree to put an end to disparaging mindset and begin to own your authentic self. What a powerful gift. Continue to join me here. Continue to meet me here where I create a safe space where I initiate influential conversations about you being you. Because you are you unapologetically. And no one, absolutely no one is better at being you. I dare you to find someone. So with that being said, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of How to Say No Without Feeling Guilty, Protecting Your Peace and Time. Now, if this episode moved you, click on the like and share it with your friends, preferably a fellow people pleaser. We all know one. Remind them and as well as yourself, that we don't have to hustle for our worth. Mm-mm. Saying no is one of the most freeing things you'll ever learn to do. And guess what? You are already on your way. So I'll leave you with this. You don't owe anyone an apology, nor do you owe anyone your yes. You owe yourself your peace. And until next time, stay grounded, stay bold, and keep doing you, because you are you unapologetically. Ciao, ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, madly, did I say madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at KimRGrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.